It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
This is the Winning Plays Podcast on the CLNS Media Network, the leading online provider for the NBA's winningest franchise.
Noon time hours, Zolak and Bertrand, presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. We go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in from Mass Live, you know him, very recognizable person around these parts. It's Brian Robb with us. Hi, Brian.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Hi.
Hi, B-Rob.
Hey, Artie.
Are you sad today?
Am I sad today?
Yes.
No, I'm not sad today. Okay. I think this is a day I was not sure was going to come this soon for the Celtics, but I think it's a potentially important step for them to go the next level here.
How do you feel about the return that the Celtics got? How do you feel about the fit of Kristaps Porzingis? And are they better today than they were a day ago?
I think the return for Smart was honestly, it's better than I anticipated. And I think that's the biggest part of what they did the deal, why they did the deal right now, I should say, once the Malcolm Brogdon option went away. Porzingis for 1 year as a rental without having to go up a first round pick for him is big. I'm not positive in terms of how that fit is going to work next to Al Horford and Rob Williams. I assume they're going to start double big, but will they play more small ball like Joe Mazzulla Cleary liked to do last year, or will they make an adjustment here to say we want to go double big more of the time to, you know, have a lot more size defensively to take some pressure off of Tatum and Brown in the front court? That's going to be big questions for Brad Stevens and the front office and the coaching staff to kind of put together this summer as they piece together the rest of the roster. But as far as the return here, like, we knew someone was going to have to move. Pritchard, his value wasn't there, and his contract makes it so where it makes more sense to keep him. And Smart clearly was bringing back a far better return than Malcolm Brogdon would have. So once Brogdon's injury red flags came up, then they pivoted here. And I don't think it was an easy pivot for the organization to make, but I think for the short term and the long term, it makes a lot of sense.
B-Rob, when on Brad's exit interview, he talked about liking their core and the assumption that Smart was part of that core. Do you feel that when this went down that Marcus was floored by it?
I'm sure he was. Talking through the last couple of weeks, Zell, the two, like, Brogdon was the obvious choice to be moved out of this group for a variety of reasons, because, you know, Smart, longest tenured Celtic, the continuity factor is clearly there with Tatum Brown, and everyone assumed that, like, yeah, he wasn't going to be necessarily a lifetime Celtic, but if you're given the choice here, you know, Brogdon seemed like the obvious guy to go. But now things got complicated. Got hurt. From what I heard, you know, we all know about the arm situation, but I heard there might be more than that with him, maybe something with his foot right now that's kind of putting teams, you know, make him a little leery of them, as the Clippers clearly were. And so that made a situation where the Celtics had to pivot, and Smart was the option that was there. They likely have had talks with Grizzlies for a while. I know that the Grizzlies have talked to the Celtics about Smart, you know, a couple years ago, potentially. So they've had their eye on him here, and now the door opened again, and they got something done by the nick of time at midnight here.
Right. So it is possible that they had plans, or they had they were open to the idea of trading Smart, even if it was Brogdon that moved last night.
100%. I mean, I know this is in past offseason, this is obviously a conversation the front office has had, and that's not a surprise. I mean, they have teams around the league have conversations about all their guys all the time. And when you're a team like the Celtics that is trying to get over the hump, like, you have to look at all your options. And right now, Smart held a lot of value for teams around the league. And unfortunately for the Celtics, they kind of got screwed here by this new CBA because they weren't going to be able to afford all these guys regardless for another year or two together. So the question is, do you try to be reactive and let it play out and then are left in a tough spot? Or do you get a little bit proactive, maybe sell high on a guy or two here and then better situate yourself for the present and the future here? I think that Brad Stevens is betting that they're able to do that, even though it definitely hurts, you know, the organization. I'm sure it hurts a lot of Smart's teammates right now and to see him, you know, head out west.
I know you kind of addressed this already, B-Rob, but how much of this is about the immediacy of the team and how it changes the dynamic and the personnel, and how much of it is just about change, needing to do something different? Or do you feel that the team's motivation in doing this was because they felt a change was needed and this was one way of going about that in a pretty significant way?
All right, let's take a break here to hear from our sponsor, FanDuel. Baseball season is in full swing, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/Boston to join today. Now, right now, falling during the MLB season, the Red Sox have been up and down. It's been a rough run for them lately, and to be honest, if I'm looking at bets on the Red Sox right now, their offense has been terrible lately. So I'm betting the under on those run totals in a lot of these games lately because the Dodgers have not been putting anything on the board. But you can check those out and a bunch of other possibilities. And don't forget your chance to make your first no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/Boston to sign up. FanDuel, the official partner of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks user permission. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, MA.org, or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. And now back to the show.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, Hardy, but I do think it was personnel driven. Like Porzingis is someone that the Celtics needed help in the front court. Al Horford is 37 years old. Rob Williams is healthy half the time and is incredible when he's at his best, but how much you can count on that over the course of a full season and a playoff run still remains to be seen at this point. So you needed to add some help there. Grant Williams bringing him back was essentially probably not enough to address that. So you look around and you say, okay, we have a surplus of really good guards here. And so how can we move one of them here to upgrade that front court situation and put ourselves in a better spot to complement Tatum and Brown here and really maximize our window in the next year or two? And so I think that was the first most priority, but there's no doubt now that like this team has come up short a lot in key spots in the East Finals, you know, whatever, 5 of the last 7 years here. They've come from, oh, this is a nice run, this is a nice young up and emerging team, to no, this is a disappointment how things happened in the East Finals last year. So you have to look at what happened there. You clearly saw Derek White, a guy who was underutilized, I think, all year long by Joe Mazzulla. And now this certainly paves the way for him to have a bigger role in this team all year long now. And yeah, would the team love to have kept Smart? Absolutely. But you have to give something to get something here. And you're to get 2 first-round picks and Porzingis for a guy like Smart here, that's a deal you have to make, I feel like.
B-Rob, you've reported that a source has told you the Celtics are far from done. How soon could they make another move?
Tonight. I mean, a lot of things right there. They have 9 future first-round picks right now. And my guess is they're going to either be moving in this draft to potentially grab a guy they like in the backcourt or on the wing to find some depth there. Or I think the possibility remains that you have extra picks to package with Malcolm Brogdon's contract right now. And I'm fascinated to see what's going to happen right now with him because he obviously has an injury issue, but the Celtics have enough extra trade capital to package with them to potentially get a guy they want if they want to do that. So it remains to be seen whether they try to patch things up with him there. Obviously, there's probably been some, you know, damage done, hurt feelings hurt in the last 12, 24 hours here based on how this has played out. But that's certainly an area to watch here, you know, tonight and the next week. And I expect the Grant Williams market will be interesting as well as far as signing trades goes, but that won't be till next week.
Do you feel that, and I know Porzingis is a 7'3" guy, and we know Horford's size and Rob Williams. Do you feel at all that they're going to try to add some sort of a guy that could play inside, like not a true center, but, and I know the game's changed, but you know, sort of like, you know, add more point guard, add a true point guard, or add a true center. Do you think that could be in play?
Not for big money now. I think Porzingis, Horford, and Rob Williams, that's your center rotation right now. I think some of those guys, you know, Porzingis will play some four. I think Al Horford will play some four. You'll certainly get more insurance though there. I think you will get like a guy who can bang down low, yeah, and, you know, hit the boards more than Porzingis or Al Horford can do at this stage of their career. I don't expect them to make a big move for that via trade. I expect them to hit the free agency market for that. There's a lot of bigs in this league. The center position, you know, those type of guys are more readily available now. So I definitely think that's certainly one area that they're going to have to address to add more depth to that front court, because with the injury questions that Porzingis and Rob Williams has and Alford has. But if they make a bigger swing here, I expect it to be something at the wing position or in the backcourt position, just to give that seventh or eighth guy in the rotation that Joe Mazzulla trusts here and gives you the best chance to win in this next year or two.
B-Rob, is there any way to view these moves today or the move they've made so far as maybe somewhat an endorsement of Joe Mazzulla or backing Joe Mazzulla, in that the guy they just traded away was the guy who was at the podium publicly criticizing the coach in the playoffs, and the other guy they tried to trade last night had said some things that were similar yet more diplomatic? Is this sort of backing Mazzulla and giving him more power, as I said earlier, restoring the hierarchy of player-coach relationships?
Honestly, Beto, I was thinking about the same thing this morning, just reflecting on the deal. Like, you look at those comments were eye-opening by Smart. Those are like jarring in terms of, like, not, he wasn't throwing Mazzulla under the bus, but it was pretty much calling out, yeah, we told Joe that this was, we wanted him to do this, and everyone made happy. So if you're going to keep Joe around, like, you certainly need to empower him on that front. And not to say this is the reason why they did this deal. I think they did this deal for basketball reasons more than anything else, but as far as the mix with this group goes, as far as seeing, like, maybe even empowering Tatum and Brown even more here with, you know, Smart, who always thought of himself as a de facto leader of this group, based on tenure and his role, it certainly, you know, shakes things up from that standpoint. And I think you can look at the Mazzulla, you look at the stars from that standpoint, and that was definitely part of the equation here. And it'll be interesting to see how all those guys respond to that, since that's going to be a lot more is going to be on them from that standpoint next year.
Yeah, I just think if you're going to hire Joe Mazzulla and you're going to make him the head coach under the unusual circumstances that he took the job or got the job, you sort of have some responsibility as an organization to put him in a position to succeed beyond just giving him a good roster, which he had. This move sort of helps go down that road. They've bolstered his staff. They're obviously sticking with him. They've endorsed him publicly, and now they've removed at least one player who may have been a hard guy to sort of coach or a hard guy to deal with a dominant personality, if that makes sense. That's what I think is part of this.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
No question. And on top of it, you get a guy in Porzingis here who also fits in the Mazzulla system well. Like, yes. I mean, he can get down low and he can score against mismatches, but that's a guy, the pick and pop, getting up threes, like, that's as good as a stretch big as you're going to find in the league right now. That's not an all-star. So that's just another kind of notch in your book, to your point there, Beto, in terms of empowering Mazzulla in this spot.
Yeah, and his guys, the guys on the outside are still going to be able to sit there and shoot, which is what he loves. So
yep,
all this works. B-Rob, appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to any and all your reporting that'll be coming up here in the coming hours and days on the Celtics and their current situation.
All right. Thanks for having me, boys.
See ya.
Thanks,
bye, B-Rob. Brian Robb, MassLive.com, and, of course, frequent contributor to 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tell Karen hi. She's MassLive.
MassLive, quite the roster of reporters.
Yeah. Stable.
Yeah. Yes. I would say the strongest roster of writers in town.
Oh, Karen, hello.
(617) 779-0985, the telephone number. More of your reactions to what the Celtics have going on right now. First, the trade of Marcus Smart. Could there be more trades made today before the NBA draft tonight? All a possibility, according to B-Rob. We'll talk more with you next.